Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Good morning and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm your host, Monique Guzman, as the passion instigator. Our topic today is an African-American perspective on business, beauty, and culture. Our leading lady is Stephanie Ratliff, who is also a very good friend of mine, and I'm so excited to have her. And she will, an entrepreneur, businesswoman, on her mission to embrace her culture, educate, and mentor through positive self-awareness, faith, and family. Good morning, Stephanie. How are you?
Good morning, Monique. I'm great. Good to be here with you.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you. So you have your company, Loving Locks. Tell us.
Loving My Locks?
Yes, Loving My Locks, yes. Tell us when you started, why you started, and how you and the whole like beginning process and your passion behind it.
Absolutely. I started actually in 2011. The reason why I started has to do with my mother. We have a family of about five women who all have sister locks. And then we have my youngest son. At the time, he was five, and he had what are called brother locks. And so we had all of these people in the family who, yes, needed their hair done pretty much. And so mom said, okay, you know, one of you girls, my sister and I, Courtney, were the two options to go figure out how to do this because we've got a lot of people in here that need this done. So that really was the impetus for getting my business started. I had no inclination whatsoever to start a business from it. It was just simply, mom said, so one of us has to do it. I'm the oldest, so I did it. And that really was the start of it. Now, once I got to class, if you will, to learn how to do the actual process, I fell in love.
Yeah.
It was like, honestly, love at first sight. So that was the beginning.
Wow. Now, explain to me, what is locks? For I'm a Latina, but other people who have that hair, what exactly is locks as opposed to braids, to all the different terms that are out there? Can you educate us?
Absolutely. Sure. So sister locks specifically is a trademarked hair care system. And sister locks and brother locks for men are designed for tightly coiled, textured hair. And the idea is that there is a specific grid pattern that's used, and that's based and determined by density, curl pattern, and from that information that you gather from each individual person based on their own individualized hair type, you create the locking process. There is a tool that's used, and then the hair care system, as far as maintenance is concerned, does not contain any product. So you're not using any oil, salve, grease, or anything in order to maintain the hair. Our bodies actually produce its own oil, its own moisture for the scalp. So there's no need to add any external synthetic oil or grease or moisturizer. It is a very holistic approach to hair care. So the way that you actually get your hydration or your moisture for your hair and your scalp is through hydration by water, the oral way that you get hydration. So there's no topical product that's used in caring for your locks. But the tooling process is used, and from there, as the hair grows in, there's what's called retightening, and the retightening only the new growth. So So once it's locked, it's locked. Wow.
Yeah, I love it. And there's so many, like, cool designs you can do. And, I've seen just, like, even just in, like, sculpturing it and putting it once you have it all locked and then making even different designs and putting it. I mean, it's just amazing. And I wanted you to kind of discuss the importance of embracing African-American hair and how it's been so long dominated. You know, hair has been dominated by European perspectives, you know, on what is beautiful. And your mission on embracing this for empowerment, I guess I would say. So what's your take on that? And
yeah, I mean, it has definitely been an area of dissension, I'll say, within the African-American community. In, you know, pre-colonial times, hair from a tribal aspect in African culture was a sign of a lot of different things. It represented even stature in life. It represented even the tribe that you derived. And then different hairstyles also represented different things. And so when we were taken away from that environment, hair then, of course, by, you know, European settlers was looked upon our hair as similar to wool and something that was negative. And so we were then shamed. It was shameful. And, of course, the adornments and, you know, the braiding that we had and the different styles were, of course, you know, during the Middle Passage and, of course, during slavery, none of that was recognized. None of that was promoted as being positive. It was all negative. And so with my business and then with me seeing the benefit doing Sister Locks from a natural standpoint, it allowed me to be able to give that sense of pride, a positive self-image. I would say that my daughter, she was locked when she was 8 years old. Mm-hmm. She wanted to be locked when she was 7, when she saw mine. But I wanted to wait just a little bit. Now, she'd never had any chemicals on her hair at all, ever.
Your daughter.
And that was important to my daughter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was super important to me. And so when she saw my hair, when it was locked, she just fell in love with it, you know. But I didn't know if it was just because she and I have a very close relationship, and I just didn't want to see that she wanted it because mom had it, you know. Knowing that it was a permanent decision, I wanted her to be aware of that. Now, in embracing her culture, I kind of had to work through that in my own heart and decide, this is something that's good for her. And as a mom, I want her to be positive about what she sees when she looks in the mirror. And that's what I actually do to my clients. Yeah. Clients will come in and feel.
Yeah, that's so important. I mean, talked about, I mean, I know your daughter, I know your sister Courtney as well. And you talked about your mom and how when she, okay, so you got to do something, right? And knowing your mom, she's a presence, and she's like the queen, you know. And she's like, when she set you up, like, okay, you got to do something, and then you're like, I'm the oldest, I better start. talk about your importance of like family to you. And I mean, your mom represents such a huge strength of like, I mean, she doesn't have to say anything. She just one word. I mean, so talk about the importance of family and how that has helped you in you as a woman, as a mother, and as a business owner.
Absolutely. Our mother is a definite strong force in the family, but in a positive way. We've seen her work very, very hard. I remember looking at my mother's hands, and it just represented strength to me, seeing her mm-hmm. hands represented strength. And I wanted my hands to look like hers because that looked like someone who worked hard. And her hands represented wisdom to me. And so I actually just look at my hands even now just to make sure that they still look like my mom's hands because that means that I'm working hard. Yeah, so she was very instrumental, and Courtney and I both have a very high and strong work ethic, and that was instrumental in me deciding, okay, I got to do this. I mean, as you know, Monique, when you're starting a business, you work the business, you know, until the business can work itself, you work long hours. You know, there was a time where I had a full-time job. I worked for city government. And then I would come home and still see, you know, two clients at night. So I'm coming in at 4:30 and still seeing two clients. Each client takes about two and a half hours. So I'm doing probably a good 4.5 hours after working 8 hours and then full day of clients on Saturday. All day of clients on Sundays, but that was getting my business started. And so all of that was nothing. It was a non-issue, honestly. I was tired, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But I'd
yeah.
seen that done. I had already seen it done. And I knew what to do in order to achieve the goals that we wanted to attain.
Right. That you need that transition where you have that regular job until you build up what you have, and you, even though you're working long hours, it feeds you because you're doing what you love to do and what you're passionate about, until you get that independence. We are going to take a quick break and hear from our sponsor.
Women Lead Radio is brought to you today by Connected Women of Influence and our partner, National University. National University is proud to be one of the largest private nonprofit universities founded in 1971. The National University mission is to provide accessible, achievable higher education to adult learners. Today, National University educates students from across the U.S. and around the globe, with over 170,000 alumni worldwide. Thank you for your support, National University, and to all of our sponsors and our partners. And now, Monique, back to your show.
Okay, we're back with Stephanie Ratliff from Loving My Locks. And what I wanted to ask you, Stephanie, you had mentioned that you have a mentorship program. And can you talk about that and how that works?
Yeah, absolutely. So I have a mentorship program within Sister Locks. I'm actually transitioning into more of a part-time role with my business in hair. My husband and I have another business that we've been doing also part-time, and that's still helping, but we wanted to make that more of a full-time opportunity. So I'm mentoring to duplicate me, pretty much. I'm very much a strong proponent of customer service, quality, and then timeliness. And so in this particular field of business, we don't always see that. And so it's been my goal to duplicate those positive areas that I've been able to build my business here in California, as well as in on the East Coast, and as well as the Texas and a few other areas. I've flown out and, you know, started new businesses through my mentorship program. But I'm able to do that, thank God, for Zoom and other video formats, to where I can follow up with my clients and the mentees that I'm working with, and just tutor them on business practices, helping them establish their goals for their business. Without goals, you kind of are out there floundering wildly without any kind of direction. And so you need that. And then also setting some policies and procedures in place so that you can pretty much train your clients how to receive you and your business without those guidelines being set unfortunately, you know, you kind of can get anything. You don't want that.
Right, right. And are you mentoring them for them to have their own Loving My Locks? Are you, like a, are you selling a licensee? Are you expanding, like, for that business to be expanded and be in other places, or just helping them set up their own business with their own under a different name?
Yeah, they actually, we're all considered independent contractors. And so they would set up their own business in their own name, and then they would go ahead and design it the way that they see fit.
I see.
Yeah, it's just guidelines, though, on pretty much best practices as far as business.
I see. Okay. And where did you learn your business practices that you share for these mentorship practices? Is that something, yeah, how did you get all that set up for yourself to share?
Yeah. So the training that I received in order to do System Locks, there is there are classes that are provided to become what's called a loctician. I'm what's called a brand ambassador, so I've gone through a little bit more extensive training with that designation. Not everyone is a brand ambassador. But I also have a degree in business administration and public administration. And a lot of those, yes, a lot of what I went through my degree program allowed me to go just a step further. The foundation was laid in my training as far as Sister Locks is concerned. You get that information. But like I say, you know, I pride myself on just being a professional businesswoman. It's important to me. And maintaining an environment of productibility, making sure that the environment is comfortable for my clients. And then I know that people come in and they see that, you know, they mention it. And so that's why I saw fit to, okay, you know, I'll duplicate that now. I have a roster of over 100 clients and people, you know, coming in and out just saying, I like this. I like the way that you make me feel here. This is a comfortable environment. You started on time. You're pleasant.
Yeah.
It's clean, you know. So,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It might sound simple to some, but, yeah, there are other hair care establishments where that's not the case.
Yeah, it's interesting. Sometimes when you do it, it's like logic, but they're as a business owner, entrepreneurs, as an African American businesswoman, you have any stories of interesting things that you could share that were wow or difficult, that were like, something that was just interesting?
Yeah, absolutely.
Or difficult, that put you in difficult situations, and how did you get around it?
Sure. I have two quick ones, if that's okay. The first is personal to me, and it was, again, going back to my daughter. When she was about 10, she had already had her locks in, and she was looking around, and at that age, you know, fifth grade or so, she's now seeing her differences and recognizing, well, my hair isn't my sister's hair. My nose is, you know, bigger than Sally's nose. My bottom, you know, my thighs, my body is different from, you know, Susie. And so having this awareness of, yes, who she is in her image, and having it being a negative representation because she does not see representation of herself on TV, in the magazines, different things like that. So it really broke my heart, I'm going to be honest about that, because I had to address it and making sure that my little girl had a positive self-image was at the forefront of me. And so we went and I took her to a place and we sat down. And we just looked at differences in body types and hair and skin. And I wanted her to recognize that she's beautiful and God made her purposefully without flaws, but that God also made others. and that we all have different things that we might wish that we could change or that looks different from another person, but that's what makes us unique. And so that was one thing. And then I have a client, well, I have multiple clients actually who'll come in and they'll take off their hat or their wrap off of their head and their hair looks how it looks, whatever that is. And they're nearly in tears because hair has been such a source of contention. I hate looking at myself. I had one client, she's from Ghana, and she said, I hate going outside. I don't like taking pictures of myself. That client today, though, you cannot get her off of the camera. She's always taking selfies, and it's just because of her hair. You know, her selfie made positive, and that's gratifying for me as a business.
Right. You're changing people's value of themselves, like, and you're
Absolutely.
Watching it happening. You're watching it happen right in front of you. That's amazing. And now, have you had any obstacles as a businesswoman yourself? Have you come across I know that you already have a super strong mom who's like, there's nothing she can't not do. and the three generations that I know your mom and your daughter, I mean, there's strength and you guys are such powerful queens. but as an entrepreneur, did you have any struggles getting to where you are right now?
Yeah, absolutely. Initial struggle was running a business and raising children in the very early days. I've been doing this for almost 11 years, and so 11 years ago, I had a 12-year-old, a 10-year-old, and a 3-year-old, and it was a struggle. So I definitely credit my husband for his support and taking care of the kids. I mean, there's days where he was even, working double shifts, and then we tag team it. We pick up the kids, start dinner, start homework, while I'm working with clients, So it definitely takes teamwork. A challenge in the workplace, I will say, some people didn't understand about, what is that in your hand, and wanted to touch it, and that's frustrating. Don't ever do that.
I wanted to also say, you don't touch a black woman's hair.
Because it's demeaning. You pet a dog. You don't pet a person. And that's what it represents. Just making sure that you create those boundaries even, in the workplace. And I get it, there's curiosity. What is that? But, having to forge those boundaries in different types of settings just to make sure that your standard of living and how you want to look is respected and that you're demanding that respect. Regardless of whether or not you're familiar with this, you're going to respect the fact that I don't want to be touched and I don't want to be, groped because you don't know what this is. We can have a conversation and I can explain it. I would say in large part that has been, an obstacle or a struggle, if you will, because it's just new. It's a new concept for some people.
Right. Yeah, and I think, what you're doing, what you started doing for you and your family, but you are end up doing it, you're extending that to others to find beauty in themselves. And then the more they're doing what is natural and not just in as far as chemicals, but also in the hairstyles of embracing what their hair is, the more we do it, the more people will be comfortable with just being it around constantly, where it's not going to be a novelty or something new to, oh my God, what is that? And then just respect it and honor it. So I love what you do. I love the mentorship that you do. I'm sure that you meet people that you get pleasure from the mentorship of helping people find their own passions and helping embrace this as well. Now, as an entrepreneur, you are truly an entrepreneur because you also have, you started another business, correct, with your husband?
Yes. Right, yeah.
Yeah, so tell us about that and how that happened and why.
Yeah, we actually have had this business for quite some years. It's been about 18 years for me, and then my husband and I started to do it together, but it was always in the past, it's been a part-time kind of situation. I have a heart for helping people. I help through hair, and that's just who I am. And so this helping opportunity now extends to families in the area of personal finance, where we help people to kind of become financially independent. We explain how money works, help them take control of their finances by becoming debt-free. If debt isn't an issue, then making sure that they're properly protected through finding the right type of protection as far as life insurance is concerned. But we do an all-encompassing program where people are able to create what's called a financial blueprint. Most of us don't have that. We don't know how to reach our end goal, but we know we want to get there, right? So we help people just create a path to do a financial program for their family. And we offer that complimentary. It's free. So we love it. We love being able to help people in multiple different ways. I still help with the hair. But now we're able to extend that. It's rewarding also.
Yeah, you're truly making a difference on different platforms, and that's wonderful. If people want to get a hold of you regarding Loving My Locks or the mentorship or the financial, how would they should get a hold of you?
Absolutely. We actually have an email address that probably would be the best place to reach us. And it's asratliff@gmail.com. And that would probably be the best way, of course, reaching out to the radio show. I'm sure you all would refer people to our phone number as well.
Yeah. And we will have the link to your website on the show page as well. So if you didn't catch the email, we do have the link. Now, my last question to you, and which I always ask my guests, is what is your superpower?
Wow, superpower. I would say my superpower, I'm going to equate that, if you don't mind, Monique, to a spiritual gift. I'm a woman of faith.
Okay.
I'm a Christian. And I would say that a superpower would be something that's been given supernaturally, and I recognize my spiritual gifts as far as God-giving gifts, not something necessarily that I, you know, worked to get, but it's just in me, and that is encouragement. I find it natural to just encourage and be a positive motivator for individuals and making people feel comfortable in their own skin. You're okay. You know, God made you for a purpose, and whatever that is, you're going to achieve it if you want to achieve it. But this is a safe place for you to be whoever you are, and that's with me. In my presence, you're safe to be whomever you are, as long as we are operating from a realm of
I love that. That's awesome. That's a wonderful way to close the show. And that is our show for today. I'd like to thank Stephanie for being our leading lady. And a special thanks to our listeners, both in the U.S. and internationally. After our show today, you can listen to Women Lead Radio on all subscription podcasts, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. We are expanding quickly to a daily show and podcast. So for now, we'll be back again for another live Women Lead Radio show on Mondays at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time. It has been my sincere pleasure to be your host today. Thank you for listening. Have a great week. And remember to live every day passionately because life is short. Have a wonderful week.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where life-focused, business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.